Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Some of the lockdowns, particularly the lockdowns regarding unnecessary or non-essential medical treatment, are causing significant consequences and harm to people. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, when we first heard about non-essential surgery or non-essential medical treatment, I originally thought, I think like most people, and thought that that might be something like plastic surgery or something of that nature, something that you may want, but it's not an emergency. It's not necessary. It's not necessary to have it now versus to have it, you know, 6 months or 12 months later.
There's no desperate time involved.
No
in
real
that,
time.
Right?
Yeah. And it's really a choice.
Not a life or death.
And we've heard the word about elective treatment and elective surgery. So there is no elective treatment or elective surgery in many of these places around the country. But now what we find that really means is surgery that is really necessary, such as heart surgery is being postponed. Chemotherapy is being stopped. Other kinds of medications for cancer patients and treatment for cancer patients have come to an end. Surgery for the removal of prostate cancer is postponed and is not rescheduled, indefinitely off the calendar. And you name it, on and on and on. A friend of mine has a broken foot, what appears to be a broken foot, cannot get into a doctor's appointment to even schedule something because it's elective. No, this person has a foot that the bone will automatically grow and become deformed, and that will cause more problems whenever she is able to finally schedule a medical appointment.
How can that not be essential? How can that not be necessary?
It's unbelievable what is happening. You know, in Canada, there is a report right now that Canada in March of 2020 actually euthanized 199 patients during the first month of the coronavirus crisis. There have been actually attempts to literally euthanize these people. Somebody who might be diagnosed with COVID, depending upon, you know, their situation, just euthanize them. Don't even give them an attempt or a chance to recover. You know, I have so many people that I know in the healthcare industry. And then because of the communications that we do through our various emails, Liberty Counsel, Liberty Counsel Action, and others, I get a lot of reports from individuals who have firsthand information. Here's one from someone I will not name, but this person says, I work in the senior living industry. We serve both independent and assisted living seniors. Under the CDC mandates adopted by the governing corporate bodies, I am watching a population struggle with extraordinary loss of liberty. One family in particular has captured my attention and occupies my pleas and prayers. The couple have an apartment in the assisted living quarters because his need for care exceeds his wife's capacity. He is blind. After a brief stay in the hospital, he was released to a rehab facility to be told he is dying, not COVID-related, and sent to yet another facility for hospice. Because of the stringent visitation rules, the family can do nothing but stand outside a window to talk to him. He can hear but cannot see them. Julie, his wife, has been told she can only come to his side when he is unconscious and certain to die within hours. And the person says, what kind of closure does this afford to a couple who have lived decades together and deserve to say goodbye? What basic human and civil rights trump this insidious insistence on social distancing at such a time? This is not social, it's existential. And she's asking, what kind of pressure can be applied to help this family?
That's tragic.
You know, it's a tragic situation.
And, you know, when we take the creator out of the picture in this nation, then we lose respect for human life. And you have situations like that. But then on the other hand, they consider abortions essential. How does that add up at all?
These whole restrictions that have been put on the country, they have been, in my view, from the very beginning, and I took heat from people when I expressed this at the very beginning, but I think now the tide has clearly changed and more people see the problems as more and more of these kinds of stories come forth. Yes, I get it. We have to take precautions to protect the health and welfare of people against COVID-19. I understand that.
But we're still humans. We still have humans involved here.
And there are story after story, there's story after story after story like this. I can't imagine my mom, when she was elderly, to be in a facility that I could not go to see. If she went to the hospital and I could not visit her, she started to have some memory loss as she ultimately passed at age 93. She didn't have Alzheimer's, but she had some dementia. When you're working with somebody like that, sometimes they forget whether they've had medication. If you don't keep their medication balanced properly, they miss a day, they take too much, they don't take it twice a day whenever they need to, it ultimately can affect their blood pressure, it can affect their retention of water that can build up around their heart and lungs. There can be so many things that throw them off. And if they're at home and you can't go visit them, maybe you're in a different state, it's tragic because these people are left alone. And those people die just from the fact that they don't have someone there to help them. You have people in a hospital, and if you can't go visit them, in this case, there's people right now all over this country that are in hospice, like this family that I'm talking about. And a spouse that's been where they've been together for decades.
And these are their last days
together.
Can't
go in to put their hand in the hand of their husband or wife. I mean, these things are absolutely insane. I have a cardiologist friend, and he spends his time at home walking the dogs because the cardiology practice is closed. That has been considered elective surgery. He does surgery on hearts. He replaces valves. He fixes valves. He fixes hearts. That's his job. He ought to be there helping people. Clearly, we can segregate hospitals to have different sections. We know how to do this. It's not like contagious diseases are brand new to us. Right. And, you know, we also have a friend who actually has prostate cancer. Right. He cannot get the prostate cancer surgery. It's been canceled indefinitely. We don't know when it's going to
happen. He's been waiting for months, yeah.
And this happens over and over again. I had a weightlifting injury 2.5 years ago when I was doing a bench press, and the tendon that attaches the upper pectoral muscles, the major chest muscle, the tendon that attaches to that, to the upper humerus, the bone of the arm, separated from the bone during a bench press. I needed to have a specific kind of surgery within a specific 2-week period and a specific kind of rehab that most people didn't know how to do. I did a lot of research on my rehab. I would never have been able to get the surgery within the time frame that was necessary to have that optimal treatment. Had I had that injury now, I would have permanent damage. I'm 100% recovered because I got the right treatment at the right time and the right rehab, and I stuck to the regimen, but I was able to do it. Now I wouldn't be able to even do it. Friends, there's so many things that are happening out there, and we have to look beyond our individual self and beyond our fear. I understand we need to take precautions, but you know, by being locked down, we've also weakened our immune systems. We have weakened our immune systems by not being exposed to various kinds of things that are normal. And these have just gone way beyond where they should. And they have restricted churches. They have stopped evangelism. They have pulled missionaries off the field. They have ultimately stopped missionaries being trained. Hundreds, thousands of brand new missionaries being deployed are not being deployed. We're talking about a massive change. We're talking about an incredible impact on freedom, on the economy, the food chain suffering almost at the point of collapse. My goodness, we have to turn the corner. You know, 2 Chronicles 7:14 says that if the people of God will humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways. And we have done a lot of things in this country, like the shedding of innocent blood, that's incredibly wicked and evil. And if they will pray, then God will hear, he will forgive, and he will heal our land. Now, more than ever, we must do that. Stand with Liberty Counsel as we continue to stand for freedom all across this country. Visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Sign up for our Liberty Counsel emails and other emails right there on the website on the subscribe button, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.